This is so great. They're releasing a double CD of Judy Garland. They gave, I guess, at one point toward the end of her life, she was a miserable drunk, addicted to everything. And some guy gave her
Swifty Lazar.
Top agent at the time, literary agent.
Said, here, take this tape recorder.
She was supposed to be writing a book.
Well, here's the story. At that point in time in her life, her CBS show had just been canceled, okay? And she was fighting with them over money. She was paying her husband alimony, I think $25,000.
Yeah.
She lost custody of her kids, her Lorna and Joey, okay, her younger kids. So she was living in London by herself with her new boyfriend, no money, and this little tape recorder. And Swifty was trying to help her make some quick money, saying, just read into it, we'll transcribe it, and that's your
book. Yeah, talking to the tape recorder. So, and you can tell she's just loaded every time she's got to talk into this tape recorder.
And it gets worse.
She's never not low.
Yeah, she's always high.
And when she's not high, she's goofy.
Yeah, it's great.
So the underlying themes are, she wants her money from CBS. She wants her money from her ex-husband.
Yeah, she hates her ex-husband, Sid Luft.
Oh, CBS owed her money?
Yeah. She felt they did.
Well, she thought they did because they canceled her show. So the guy must have given her the tape recorder, and she's so bad at just sort of functioning in life, she can't even work the goddamn tape recorder. So she starts yelling about the tape recorder.
Okay. But for openers, I don't know how to work this machine. I'm just astounded at this machine.
She's astounded. No, she's talking into the machine.
You just push a button.
Yeah, right.
Turn
it's
it off.
The silliest way I've ever known of spending the nights alone talking to yourself into an obvious Nazi machine.
Nazi machine.
This is a red China Manchurian candidate machine because I can't get anything on tape. And when I do record anything, I automatically erase it and... I'm sitting in a room all by myself, whole boy. And across the room on my library shelf are about 35 tapes of shows that I've done for CBS. Now, in those boxes that hold the tapes, my life depends on those, and yet I don't know how to work. That's not my business. I was trying to be a singer. I don't know how to read notes. I can't read music.
Rambling.
And I can't count too well. And I don't know how to work this machine, but...
This is going to be some book. It's 20 minutes of...
First chapter is all about the tape recorder.
The guy says, talking to the machine... She can't even get past the fact that she can't work. As she goes on, she's more and more gassed up on juice.
Yeah, how many tapes she erased.
We got this.
That's a story.
Of my life. You go with it even if you don't know what's going on.
All right.
This next cut is a real funny story.
This one's great. This next cut is...
Her thoughts on flying in an airplane. She goes off on a tangent on why are we even flying to begin with.
Yeah.
She talks about dying in a horrible plane crash.
I guess planes are, you know, sort of a new concept at this point in her life. And she's just freaking out about planes.
And I don't want to die. I've never met a cast of people I want to die with. Go on an airplane, look around the people reading the Reader's Digest or whatever, you don't want to die with them.
So she thinks in real life, it's a cast of people. Like, in other words, the people
on... Her whole life is a show.
I don't want to die with those people. They're not good enough to die with
me. Right. I looked at this cast, and it's not good enough.
This cast, like I never thought of life like I'm on a plane, and the rest of these people are in the cast. She thinks everything's a movie set.
I get top billing. Judy Garland dies in plane crash for other... deceased turn to section B, page 18.
So she'll be on the front.
They were big enough to die with her.
Yeah, they're going to be on section B.
You'll have to turn pages and find out who else died.
Oh, she's insane. Why would that bother her? She wants
she
to die
wants
with
to
Clark
die
Gable.
In a star-studded place.
Right, this is a horrible cast.
She's the only star.
Peculiar bunch. What are we doing flying around in airplanes? We're not, even the birds don't go up that high. We just don't belong. We have to buckle ourselves in and hope. And there's no hope and no oxygen. You know we don't belong up there. At least I don't understand. I have to make friends with the pilot and give his children my autograph, whereupon he tells me that his children are just as important to him as my life. Forget it. His life isn't nearly as important as my life is to me.
Well, but she sounds just
like you. Sheer selfishness. I don't really care about anybody but me.
At least she's honest.
My number is up. I want a new one. And I have no intention of checking.
This is some book.
Oh, she is too much. I love her.
Checking out. Now, this machine isn't going to get me either. One way or another. Oh, yes,
she died flying on drugs, though.
We're going to overcome it.
She didn't need a plane.
She's fun.
She didn't need a plane.
All right, so
his children are as important as me.
The next one's great because she's ragging on the guy she just, you know, ended up in a divorce with, Sid Luft.
Okay. He got the kids.
He's getting alimony.
Yeah.
And she's in a different country.
She's got to pay him. He's got custody of the kids. She's freaking out.
Sid Luft is an animal. He's just some kind of breed.
You can hear the clock ticking in the background.
And I'll tell the world.
Tell the world.
Whenever I can.
You're dead. You can't tell
him.
She actually is.
A blackmailer, a sadist, and a man who doesn't even care one bit, one way or the other, about any other living soul. Let alone his nice children. He's never contributed a penny to their upbringing. He's never contributed 1 hour to their peace of mind. He's told them how untalented they are, how stupid they are, who needs them, how he doesn't like them. That's a nice man. That's a big, upstanding tramp.
Man.
He's in.
This poor guy, you know he's none of those things.
But wait a minute. If he's all that, they gave the kids to him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's so bad, they gave custody of the kids to him. So what's she?
With the judges.
The judges. They don't see it. This is after she said she only cares about herself. Now she's talking about how she is
the
good parent.
Right.
Yeah.
In Santa Monica court, so that I can't even get.
Divorce is great, isn't it? It reduces everybody. Like, he's an animal.
He's a breed.
He's a breed of man that doesn't. He's not even a man. Sounds like Daniel Carver. Not even human.
Get to see my children now that I'm in England. Because I can't live with the stench of the Santa Monica courts and the stench of Sid Luft.
Wow.
And the stench of. Who robbed me, and just keep it going, keep the case going. Judy's crazy. Judy doesn't know what she's doing. I know well enough how to raise 3 kids. Damn well.
I gotta get the book they wrote off this. All right, so now.
Okay, now she's getting mad. This next cut, she really.
Oh, this is one we heard, but we gotta hear it again in context. Okay, so now she's mad.
I can listen to this all day.
She's running around. You can tell you, she's off mic, she's so mad. She can't even hear her.
She forgets about the tape recorder.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here you go.
I'm very self-conscious about talking about myself. But I think I've got something to write about at last. If you like it, you'll like it. If you don't like it, you won't like it. But you won't be able to take it lightly. Any more than I've been able to take it lightly. I've laughed at myself when I should have cried. And I've cried.
I want to buy this CD because I'm trying to figure out who buys this. Like, do you put this in instead of listening to music? Hey, I'm having a party. We're listening to Judy Garland.
I was editing these things like for like till 3 a.m. one night. It's
because I had every reason. I got. Damn mad! I'm an angry lady. I'm a lady who is angry. I've been insulted.
I'm angry. I'm an angry lady.
You know who she sounds like? That guy. I'm mad, and I'm not gonna take it from network.
Well, humiliated, but still America's sweetheart.
Oof.
Now I'm a rather intelligent, I think.
And I'm emotional? Yeah, I'm a woman. I'm emotional. I'm not something you wind up and put on a stage that sings Carnegie Hall album and you put her in a closet and forget to invite her to the party.
What's that all?
Her, the ages leave her behind. I'm mad. I am mad.
She had a rough life.
I mean, Who left her? They had a party without her?
This is funny, too. Then she does a rap about Liza Minnelli, because that's her daughter, and she talks about how great Liza is and what a great mother she is. And
she's how a great mother because Liza turned out well?
Yeah. But look, Liza's, you know, laying around now sick, too.
Well, Liza has grown up to be a strong, beautiful, talented, fine, sensitive, courageous young woman. I'm proud of that. I did that alone. I raised that little girl alone because nobody cared about us.
Poor me.
Poor her.
Yeah. Nobody cared about us.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Then quickly she goes back to yelling about Sid. Sid's a bum.
I think I only want to hear the Sid loved
stuff.
I'll always be able to make money, but I'll keep it. I'll keep it for my children, myself, and I won't pay $25,000 a year to a bum, to Sid Luft, who's a bum, a tramp.
You imagine?
Well, you married him.
Yeah, why'd you marry him if he's such a bum? How come he got custody of the kids?
And so is his sister, his whole rotten background. And I'm not afraid. I've just about got it made. All I have to do is talk. And all you have to do is read or listen. And believe me, the way you believed me when I sang all the songs. Well, now I'm talking. And listen to me, for goodness sakes. Don't make a joke of me anymore.
Hmm. Wow.
People say, and print, and believe, the stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, or what? It's a goddamn wonder I'm not.
Scares me.
Can you imagine?
What's this next one? Starlit.
Starlit and Fi-Fi are real short, just ramblings. The CBS one is where she's wants her money.
Okay.
Right, should I skip to that?
Yeah, go to 11 and then 12 is the killer.
All right. This is she wants her money from CBS.
Yeah, this is real. She's really out of it here. Right, this is low fidelity. So this could be you or Jackie.
They're going to have to pay me. I started their business. Jeff and Barton, they must be very rich. I'm not. I'm still working.
Damn.
That money back. I want lots of money back that they took. I hate them scaring me.
Man, she's wasted.
Yeah.
That's a good buzz going.
But she's not a drunk.
I hate them for not protecting me at CBS.
Wow.
Okay, this last one. If someone had written the dialogue on this, they'd win an Oscar.
Well, a lot of
what is this about?
This is just at the tail end. This is like she's fed up, and you have to deal with me, and there's a place called the La Brea Tar Pits, and everyone in Hollywood should be in that place.
La Brea Tar Pits is like so they can suffocate and die?
Exactly. All right. I mean, it's incredible.
But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis, going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little bit, I'm doing it purely for money.
What's she doing for money? The book?
Yeah.
Because I deserve it. I've sung. I've entertained. I've pleased your children. I've pleased your wives. I've pleased you, you sons of bitches.
Whoa!
Listen.
And you can't deny that.
I'd give her an awesome.
Now, the government isn't pleasing me very much. They're not protecting me. They're going to move the house away with the kids. Sidlaw.
Niagara Falls. Newly
is some kind of, and a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pits. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge. Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
So what?
Lots of people can't.
Oh
my goodness. So what?
It's a little difficult to sit and talk about yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a very modest woman.
A modest woman?
I've always had a real good terrible cliche. Whatever is printed in the paper today is yesterday's news. That's a lot of nonsense. I get mail and fie on the rotten poison pen letters. The people who write those are demented.
You're right, Judy.
Fie.
Go, fie, fie.
The Wizard of Oz.